is what I need.
You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
We are back once again at WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love that idea, that fact that God is always broadcasting, and he is. When you go to where he's broadcasting and tune into his frequency, you'll hear a word from him, and that's the secret. I know the secret, my friends, and I share it with you. God has got a word for you today when you go to where he speaks. Not through a prophet or an apostle or anyone else, but through the word of God. God's got a lot to say to you. If you tune in today, you're going to tune in, and God is going to say to us, as many of us as were appointed. The Greek word is tasso. It means to arrange in order or to set. As many as were appointed to eternal life, believe. Now we have to understand, friend, that salvation is of the Lord. God did the work, not us. When you go to Romans 8, 28 through 30, nowhere in there are you going to find the word I or the word me. The word is he. He. As in Ephesians 1, 4, he chose us before the foundation of the world. He is the one that did the work. He has foreknown us. He has marked us out in advance. He's called us. He has justified us. He has glorified us. Nowhere is the word I in there. God's done the work. To God be the glory. The Bible tells us as many as were appointed or ordained, like an ordination ceremony when they come and lay hands on you, as many as were ordained to everlasting life, believe. Friend, no ordination over you, no salvation. And this is why people out here don't come to the faith, because first of all, faith is a gift. They don't have the gift. Second of all, they've never been ordained. There's never been an ordination ceremony. No matter how many times you read the Bible or how many times people tell someone about Jesus, if you're not ordained, then you don't and can't and won't have salvation. Not without an ordination ceremony, and that has taken place in eternity past. Here is part two of this message now.
As many as were appointed to eternal life believed. This Greek word is the word tasso, which means to ordain, to set or to set in order. The meaning of this is plain and simple, church. It's this: salvation is of the Lord, not of works. You can't earn your salvation. It is a free gift of God. Salvation is of the Lord. Need I say any more? I can fluff the fact all day long, but the truth remains, salvation is of the Lord. You cannot just decide one day to quit running and give your life over to Jesus. Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me should draw him, and I'll raise him up on the last day." You must be ordained to eternal life to obtain eternal life. Let me say it again. You must be ordained. God needs to have an ordination ceremony with your soul. We ordain people in this church. We ordained Pastor Darren into the ministry. I was ordained. Think about it. You must be ordained. God has to have an ordination ceremony over your soul for you to make it into heaven. No ordination, no salvation. No ordination ceremony. When did I have that, Darren? Before the world was created. Where's that in the Bible? Ephesians 1:4 and 1:11. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Before he made any of this, he chose you and he had an ordination ceremony and chose you. And he called you. He called you. I'm willing to bet that anyone that's been ordained will come to the faith. Because he's called you. And who can resist this call? It's the irresistible grace of God. That's just what I believe. But this I know, regardless of what I believe, and that is, you must be ordained by God to receive eternal life. You have to. As many as were ordained to eternal life believe. If you don't possess the gift of faith, you leave here angry, like Paul was in chapter 8, or you leave here indifferent. And you'd leave here lost. Maybe you say, I'm not lost. I know exactly where I am and I know where I'm going. Friend, without Jesus Christ, you are lost. You're lost without Jesus. Your soul is lost without him. You know, everyone knows John 3:16. Well, here's John 3:17. It says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Friend, the Bible calls you lost. If the ordination ceremony has taken place, you will see the light. You'll receive Christ as your Lord. You'll recognize you are a sinner. You'll recognize you can't make it on your own. For as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Now let's move on here to chapter 14. I'm excited about that. Huh? You too? That's two. Football's on at one. How grateful are you that your name's in the book of life today? There's 7.3 billion people in this world, and I'm afraid to venture it's the 0.3 that believe. And the 7 billion don't. Is there anyone found to return to give glory to God today? This just makes me want to shout. But Jesus said, those that have been forgiven of much, love much. And I got a long list of junk in my life. This just makes me want to shout. Chapter 14. Now it happened in Iconium that they went together to the synagogue of the Jews, and so spoke that a great multitude, both of Jews and the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brethren. Notice, truly, where the greatest opposition to the church of Jesus Christ comes from. Not from the Romans. Not from the Gentiles, from the Jews. Therefore, they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided. Part sided with the Jews, part with the apostles. And when a violent attempt was made by both Gentiles and Jews, with their rulers to abuse and stone them, They became aware of it, and they fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and to the surrounding regions. And they were preaching the gospel there. Verse 8. And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb who had never walked. This man heard Paul speaking. Paul, observing him intently, seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." And he leaped and walked. Now when the people saw what Paul had done, they raised their voices, saying in the Lycaonian language, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men." And Barnabas they called, now I'm reading this out of the New King James. Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Zeus, whose temple was in front of their city, brought oxen and garlands. Imagine being called Zeus. I mean, this must have mortified them. I mean, look what happened to Herod in the last chapter. Oh, it's the voice of a god and not a man. And then, wham, down he went, and worms were coming out of his stomach. Verse 13, then the priests of Zeus, whose temple was in front of their city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, intending to sacrifice with the multitudes. But when the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, heard it, they tore their clothes and ran in among the multitude, crying out and saying, "Men, why are you doing these things? We also are men with the same nature as you, and preach to you that you should turn from these useless things to the living God, who made the heaven, the earth, and the sea, and all things that are in them, who in bygone generations allowed all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness, in that he did good. He gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness." And with these sayings, they could scarcely restrain the multitudes from sacrificing to them. So I like that. He did not leave himself without witness. The first witness being, he did good. The simple fact is that God is good. God was given the credit and the glory for everything there in Lystra. Number two, the second witness was rain. The third witness was fruitful seasons. These things witness to God. God is good. God himself provides the rain. Jesus says he causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. But don't forget where it comes from. It comes from him. These things witness to God. God himself is responsible for the fruitful seasons we enjoy. God indeed has left himself a great witness here on earth. Paul is saying, don't take these things for granted. God is the one responsible. And God has not left himself around here without witness either. Psalm 19, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows his handiwork." Okay, down to verse 19. Then Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there, and having persuaded the multitudes, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. Key is something.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.